This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Trump administration uses Title IX discrimination protections to go after transgendered athletes here in California.
I mean, the whole issue around transgender athletes, first of all, is mostly a made-up issue.
The man who coined the term taco trade worries that his joke might have been too effective.
Now that he knows people talk about the taco trade, is he less likely to chicken out? Because that would be bad.
What is this taco trade? Welcome to the Hump Day edition of the LA Local for Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I, for one, love tacos. How can you be born and raised in LA and not love tacos? The president of the United States apparently doesn't share the same affinity for tacos. More on that later. Coming up on today's two-issue local, the Trump administration wields Title IX against California over transgendered athletes competing in high school sports, and no tacos for Trump. Let's start at the intersection of sports and politics, where the Trump Justice Department this morning announced that it was launching a Title IX investigation of California with allegations that the state was violating the civil rights of female athletes competing in high school and college sports by allowing transgender women to compete alongside them. If you're keeping score at home, yesterday, President Trump singled out a transgender female participating in California's track and field championships, demanding that the young high jumper be kicked out of the competition and threatening to withhold federal funding for the state if it didn't happen. Today, the Justice Department announced it was launching an investigation of Title IX violations by California sports officials. I'm just going to read verbatim a couple parts from the heart of the complaint against California. Quote, Title IX exists to protect women and girls in education. It is perverse to allow males to compete against girls, invade their private spaces, and take their trophies. The law is clear. Discrimination on the basis of sex is illegal and immoral. So that's the Trump administration's perspective on Title IX. Education Secretary Linda McMahon made her case to Fox News.
Title IX was established so that women had equal place in sports, and this is just doing the opposite this particular time. And we cannot allow women to have to compete against men in sports. Not only is it unfair, they have an unfair advantage physically, but also it's a safety issue as well.
For some clarity on all of this and an explanation on the purpose of Title IX as it was originally drawn up, I called up civil rights and discrimination attorney Joanna Grossman, who is now a visiting professor at Stanford Law School. She tells us this would be the first time Title IX would be used in the case of transgendered athletes.
Title IX for athletics permits sex segregation, as opposed to on the academic side, where Title IX requires sex integration in most circumstances. And so the question is, if you allow schools to segregate athletes by sex, where should a transgender athlete play? If there are only women's teams and men's teams, where should that trans athlete be permitted to play? And the second question is, who should decide that? Is that something that should be mandated so such that every school has to follow exactly the same rule? Or is that something where schools should have the ability to try to figure out what makes the most sense?
Grossman argues that any kind of legal case using Title IX to prohibit transgendered athletes from competing would have to prove inherent physical advantages for those trans athletes.
If there are natural advantages such that somebody who is a transgender female will, even with the same amount of natural ability and training, always beat the female athletes who were born female. If that were proven, then we would have to think about what is the best way to both allow participation by the transgender athletes and also to preserve the competitive opportunities for female athletes.
If those advantages of trans athletes are proven, would that be enough to say that any female athlete competing against a trans person is having their civil rights violated?
So then the question is, if in fact transgender females have some sort of advantage that we decide is unfair, such that it would crowd out female athletes or not allow them the opportunities to compete, then we have to figure out what to do about that. One solution is simply to say, it doesn't matter. There aren't enough transgender athletes for us to worry about this, because even if they had these advantages that we're assuming, right, there aren't enough of them that it's having a meaningful impact on the opportunity of other female athletes. They are not taking up the entire varsity team, right, in any sport at any school, or even usually two spots on a varsity team at any school. So one answer is simply, let's not worry about it, because everybody still has a pretty equal opportunity.
Just for some perspective here, since we're spending so much time and energy on transgender athletes, and even the president of the United States feels compelled to comment on this, transgender people are estimated to make up around somewhere between 1-2% of the total American population. NCAA President Charlie Baker stated that he's aware of fewer than 10 transgendered athletes among the 510,000 total college student athletes. That translates to less than 0.002% of college athletes being transgendered. There are no real accurate estimates of how many transgender high school athletes are active in sports, but the Williams Institute of UCLA figured that there are no more than 100 transgender athletes in high school sports in the entire country. Do what you will with those figures. Unfortunately, this is not a food segment. This is an acronym segment. You see, TACO stands for something very specific, which the president figured out just today.
Mr. President, Wall Street analysts have coined a new term called the taco trade. They're saying Trump always chickens out on your tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher this week. What's your response to that?
I kick out?
Chicken out.
Oh, isn't that nice? Chicken out. I've never heard that. You mean because I reduced China from 145% that I set down to 100 and then down to another number? And I said you have to open up your whole country, and because I gave the European Union a 50% tax tariff, and they called up and they said, please, let's meet right now. Please, let's meet right now. And I said, okay, I'll give you till June 9. I actually asked them, I said, what's the date? Because they weren't willing to meet. And after I did what I did, they said, we'll meet anytime you want. And we have an end date of July 9th. You call that chickening out? Because we have $14 trillion now invested, committed to investing when Biden didn't have practically anything. Biden, this country was dying. You know, we have the hottest country anywhere in the world. I went to Saudi Arabia. The king told me, he said, you got the hottest, we have the hottest country in the world right now. 6 months ago, this country was stone cold dead. We had a dead country. We had a country people didn't think it was going to survive. And you ask a nasty question like that.
United States is so hot right now. Just ask the king of Saudi Arabia. Everybody says so. If we had the digital rights to play movie clips right here, I would totally use the scene from Back to the Future when Biff calls Marty McFly a chicken. But alas, look, I'll be honest with you. When I was seeking out economists and analysts to talk about this taco trade phenomenon, I stumbled onto Robert Armstrong, chief U.S. economics columnist at the Financial Times, because I liked his writing on tariffs. Little did I realize his very direct connection to the term taco trade. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. First, let's start off with the obvious. What does TACO stand for? And do we know the origins of this acronym?
TACO stands for Trump Always Chickens Out. And the origin of the acronym is me. I was writing a lot about this phenomenon in my Financial Times newsletter, which is called Unhedged, where Trump announces some very severe and scary sounding trade policy. The markets all freak out. And then in almost no time at all, a day or two later, or maybe a week later, he backtracks and the markets bounce up again. And this phenomenon became so common and was repeated so many times, I needed something quick and easy to remember to call it. And, you know, maybe I was hungry and, you know, taco, Trump always chickens out, just kind of popped to mind.
You know, I was totally ignorant that it was you actually came up with it.
It's clearly gotten away from me now.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's fascinating.
It was something I was writing about for a while, and then it started to pop up in a couple of other places in like Wall Street analyst notes. And then like yesterday in the, you know, New York Times used it in a headline. And then today it pops up in a press conference in the White House.
Well, let's jump to today. How does it feel to see him respond in what is an utterly predictable way?
I'm not necessarily pleased about this because I feel strongly that Trump chickening out on his trade threats is very good. I'm a free trade guy. I think these tariff policies are very dumb and harmful, and I want him to chicken out every day for the rest of his presidential term. So now I'm worried that now that he knows people talk about the taco trade, is he less likely to chicken out? Because that would be bad.
What a twisted setup we have gotten ourselves into here.
It's just not how I meant for it to turn out.
So that on social media today, on Twitter, and there are a lot of economists, I'm saying, like, can we please not goad the president of the United States into crashing the economy?
I'm really hoping. I did not mean to goad anyone. It was literally, I mean, I thought it was funny, obviously, and it kind of rhymes and almost sounds like something Trump himself would come up with. So it's amusing. But I didn't mean to, like, tease the president of the United States. It was just a gag for my readers that actually referred to a pattern in the president's behavior and in the stock market that is actually there. So it was just a thing of convenience rather than an attempt to goad anybody into doing something awful.
Can you just assess the state of the economic situation and overall policymaking in this country where the whole tariff thing, and there's been several months of analysis and explainer pieces and people close to Trump. What's the strategy? Is there a strategy? What exactly is the end game here? And general consensus being that Trump just seems to like tariffs and doing exactly what your acronym suggests, bringing them on, taking them off, bringing them on, he has some phone calls, taking them off.
I would frame it like this. Trump believes that tariffs are a powerful economic policy that involve no trade-offs and no downsides. In other words, the reason you tariff is because the rest of the world is just simply cheating you, and it will be all upside when the rest of the world stops cheating you. Well, the thing is, there are no substantive economic policies at all that aren't trade-offs. Economics is all trade-offs, all the way down. So he came in thinking, I can just put these tariffs on and there won't be any pain anywhere. There won't be any other side of the trade. Small manufacturers who depend on imported parts but operate in the United States won't get hurt. So every time he realizes there is a trade-off to be made here, he's like surprised, right? And so he just actually didn't expect there to be pain here. And clearly there is. Even if you believe that tariffs are the right policy, you're going to think there is going to be some pain involved. And the president just doesn't seem to be prepared to deal with any pain. And you can't do economic policy that way. You got to make trade-offs.
Can we go over to Wall Street for a second?
Sure.
That traders have clearly picked up on what is a pretty easily discernible pattern here from Trump. The traders guessing on the whims of the president is not insider trading, but man, it sure does like do some artificially weird stuff to the valuation of these companies if you're just kind of buying and selling on the dips and the raises because they all become so predictable?
It is not a healthy sign for markets that they have to hop around depending on what one unpredictable person says day to day. In other words, there's one thing to worry about these like little jumps, these kind of, you go into a trench and then you jump out of the trench. That's bad. But over the long time, you have to ask, is this kind of eroding people's faith in the whole game? Right. And so you'd want a predictable policy atmosphere and a steady market atmosphere, because that's what builds confidence, not things being different on a Tuesday or a Wednesday because of something some guy said.
So my loyal and lovely LA local listeners, I hope tonight you will all feast on some delicious chicken tacos. See what I did there? Like, combine the whole metaphor thing. This has been the LA Local for Wednesday, May 28th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Remember, gang, buy on the dip, sell at the peaks, and always give Trump a few days to cave. See you tomorrow. Be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.